You're listening to Stokely and Zach on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
Week one is in the books, and the power rankings are being rolled out. No one loves power rankings more than me and Stoke. How much of a jump did the Broncos make? To discuss it further, we're joined by our friend John Clayton. John, ESPN had the Broncos jump from 26 to 20. NFL.com had the Broncos leaping from 22 all the way to 16. What did you make of what you saw on Sunday and some of the reviews that are coming out?
Yeah, I think that it's closer to 16 because, again, what you like is the fact that, one, Vic Fangio was aggressive. He kept going for fourth downs and having success on two of those that helped two touchdown drives. I mean, you like the fact that they did good things on defense, forcing turnovers with Daniel Jones. That of course, worked out. They didn't get any interceptions, which, of course, I guess is a decent surprise. You knew that was Saquon Barkley being, still coming off that knee injury, the running game was going to be there. And I thought that, they showed good balance on offense. The unfortunate thing is they lose Jerry Jeudy for 4 to 6 weeks with that high ankle sprain. And so now what you have to see is what adjustments they're going to make on offense. Are they going to rely a little bit more on the running game than the passing game? But overall, it was a good victory because when you look at the first three games against, three winnable games, this was going to be the tough one, and they handled it very well.
They did. John Clayton joined us. John, looking at next week, I mean, and the rest of the year, has your thoughts changed at all on the Denver Broncos after the performance that you saw, especially offensively from him, from Teddy mm-hmm. Bridgewater and the rest of that group offensively?
Hasn't changed because, again, I thought, the Broncos and the Chargers, in my opinion, are wild card playoff teams. And so I think that, you'll see better improvement on the defense as the season goes on. Because, again, the one thing that I think, everybody doesn't take total regard to is the fact that, most of the teams didn't play much in the preseason with their starters and all that stuff. And you're out there now for 3 hours where you hadn't been out there for at least at all. And so there's ups and downs in the game, rust and all those different things. But no, my opinion hasn't changed. In fact, where you look at that 16th rating, they'll need to bounce it up a little bit more if they're going to be a playoff team with 14 playoff teams.
John Clayton joining us live here on Stokely and Zach. What'd you make of Teddy Bridgewater on Sunday?
Efficient. I think that's the big thing. Now, the one thing is that you can see that a little bit more, he was holding on to the ball a little bit, maybe too much, because he held the ball for 3.03 seconds, which was the most in football in week one. But, of course, some of that was because he was out there trying to, go ahead and, make extra plays and, avoid some of the pressure and things of that nature. So, but I think that, you can see he was doing well on the intermediate passes. Thought that was efficient. That looked good. But the big thing is he just didn't make many mistakes. And I think that's one of the reasons he ended up getting the job, because say what you want about Drew Luck, as good as he was this preseason, he still might have that tendency to make the mistake or two like he did last year with the 15 interceptions. But I think the big thing with Teddy is how efficient he was.
Yeah, absolutely. Last one for me, John. Von Miller, what'd you make of him?
Good. I mean, good start. I mean, again, it's like what we still want to see is Bradley Chubb, which, of course, he didn't play in the game because of the ankle injury. But I thought that you can see he was able to start getting some pressure on the quarterback. I think you can see that he was getting some of the rust off after not playing last year. But I thought that it's a good start for Von Miller.
And you mentioned Chubb there. Last one before we let you go. Yeah. Bradley Chubb, he missed all of last preseason, was being held out of practice right up until the first game. Now he did play, but here's the same situation again. Some ankle surgery. Now it's the other ankle, a setback, doesn't play in the first game. How mm-hmm. concerned should Broncos country be here?
I think they should be concerned because, again, it's like, okay, if you can't shake injuries, availability is one of the most important things you have in the National Football League. And if you're not available, then that does hurt. And, again, having missed the time and all that stuff, particularly this preseason, he needs to get out there and be able to, get the rust off and play. So I think there's got to be some concern.
All right, John, appreciate your time, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, there is the one and the only John Clayton, courtesy of Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. What do you think of that power ranking of the Broncos? You know, like I said, ESPN had the Broncos jump from 26 up to 20. NFL.com has the Broncos from 22 leaping all the way up to 16. I think the Broncos are the 16th best team in football?
I think they're right around there. Yeah, I wanted to guess it, and so I was disappointed I couldn't guess.
Oh, I'm sorry, Stoke.
Yeah, you know, you teased me into thinking that I was going to be able to guess it.
Nothing wrong with a good tease.
Yeah, but whenever I get left out dangling out there, yes, it is.
I love that.
Yeah.
You're dangling like that cat.
Yes, exactly.
How crazy was that video,
was.
Man?
Great job by those fans underneath catching the cat.
Patriots.
There we go.
Catching a flag on the verge, or catching a cat on the verge of death with the American flag.
Yeah.
At a football game. What's more American than that?
Yeah, that was awesome.
They need to make that cat digital. You could pay for the digital cat. Digital cat.
That's
hanging.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
Be a new NFT for you.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I think they're right around there, Zach. 16, 17, 18. You got a dog? I need an elephant and a dog.
You remember that coach years ago? He's like, too many kitty cats. I need more dogs.
I don't
worried about my shoes. Worried about my shoes. Worried about my armbands. A bunch of kitty cats. I need more dogs. It was like Coastal Carolina or one of those schools. Do you remember that rant?
No.
No?
I don't.
All right.
What do you think about it? Do you think it's a little bit too high, too low?
You know, based on what we saw and just the tone and temperature of the game, and like, not that the Broncos won, but how they won. You know, we always say this, you and I, like, okay, we got the result. What did it look like? Like what does your football acumen tell you? What's the feel of the game, the substance of it? And because of that temperature, I think 16, 17 for right now where we're at.
It's only week one. That's what we're going off of, right? Next week it'll change.
That's it.
They give us weekly ones, right? Right?
Wait, say the question again. Sorry, I ripped you in my ear.
Oh, they give us weekly power rankings,
right?
Oh, yeah. So after week one, yeah. I mean, right around 16, I think is fair. And now we'll see what happens after week two. But first week was really good. Really good first week. It was hard to be better than what they showed week one.
There you go.
That was as good. I mean, you know, when I go into that and look at that game and all the things that could go right and how they could win the football game, I mean, it was check boxes all over the place.
They really only gave up the one touchdown. The last touchdown from Dan was just window dressing. So they ended with 13 points, but really it was the Sterling Shepard touchdown, and that's it.
That's it.
So this is the coach from Coastal Carolina, Richie on the Fly. This is from probably 7, 8, 9 years ago.
Trying to get our two boys ready to carry them to golf tournament for practice, right? 12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. We need to get a new screen door, but the screen's broke. So you can come in through the screen, but you can't get back out of it. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go that way. Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, there's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house. So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. The cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
That's good.
That's good stuff, man.
That is really good.
Good stuff. All right, Von Miller made a comment about Teddy Bridgewater on the sideline during Sunday's game. That caught a lot of people's attention.